Hello, my name is Theo Lamas. I'm reading The Open Door. This is not for audiences, like, under probably 11. The Open Door. It was a normal day, night, getting groceries in China in 1979. It was a night. All I needed was pancakes, cereal, and milk. I went to the normal grocery store. I went in. Ding dong. The store clerk was behind the counter. I started getting what I needed. An older woman walked in. She kept following me. She finally got what she wanted. She talked to the store clerk about Talkie Talkie, a fake urban legend about a girl who got hit by a bus and took out to kill all. The woman left. I went to go get rung up, but the clerk wasn't there. I put my stuff on the table. I went outside. I walked to the back. There was an employee-only door. I opened it and walked in. The lights were dim. The racks were filled with extra food. I looked around and found her. I said, "Hello." She turned around and asked what I was doing. I said I was trying to pay off my bill. She told me to go back and she would help me. On my way back, bang! A van just crashed into a pole. Blood was spewing through the cracks of the door. I ran into the shop and paid off my bill. I had to use the bathroom. I came out and the lights were off. Tick, 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 tick. It was like a large rat running. I ran to the door. I was there for a minute. The door was locked, though. I heard the scream of the clerk. She was able to open the door. The door was left open. Slash! There was blood all over the window. She was cut in half. I ran. Then I saw her. Ticky, tick, tick, tick. I kept running, and I could see home. But then, slash! And here is another ending. I ran out of the doors. I saw her body cut in half. I ran through the employees only door. I looked around. A table. Keys. I grabbed them and I ran past the van. In the front was the truck. I unlocked it and got in. I got in it and hit the gas. Halfway home, this happened. A woman in the street. It was her. I hit the gas. Smash! I hit her. She was dead and I was safe. Tick, tick, tick. Once I got home, I called the police. They said I was fine. They told me I was lying. But then, screams from the police department. After that day, I was done. I wanted a simple life. I went to a ranger station. After that, I became a fire watcher. For context, these are the people in towers who look for fires. One night, I was looking at Fire West, a fire that had been going for a year. It got pushed back slowly. All of a sudden, the lights went out. This happened a lot. I went out onto the porch. I went down the long stairwell, all the way down. The generator was out of fuel. I went into the shed. There was a fuel tank. I grabbed it, opened the door, and bam! Whoa, that scared me. I had a nightmare. I awoke in my tower. I looked out. A campfire. I had to put it out. I went down the staircase. It was nighttime. I walked until I saw the fire. Three tents were there. I looked in the first. There was nothing there. I checked the second one. Just a radio. I checked the third. Blood. Blood everywhere. I backed away. Then someone yelled, "Help!" I said I was coming. I ran. I was getting closer. Then all of a sudden, there was a man. He hit me and I fell asleep. I awoke in a smelly, terrible place. The man was walking around. I was in a cage. There were bodies all over the floors. He looked at me and then ran into another room. Seeing me awake, he grabbed something from another room. He then ran to me and stabbed me. The last thing I remember is the sound of my arm being eaten. Later I awoke. I was back in the cage. My left arm was gone. The man wasn't there, but there was a girl, Talkie. She was in the cage next to me. She wasn't moving. She was cut in half. She must have killed herself. But wait, there was no blood. She didn't kill herself. The man did. How? Creak. Steps. He walked in. I act dead. He grabbed her. He yelled something. What came was Talkie without skin. She crawled into the skin. She looked at me, then she ran out of the building. Now it made sense. He was controlling her. She is him. I needed to find a way out to escape. The cage was locked by a lock. No duh. I thought to myself. I looked for a key. I saw it on the door. On the floor of my cage was my arm. Ugh, I had to escape. I would have to use it to grab the keys. I grabbed the keys and pulled it towards me. To unlock my cage. I unlocked it. I got out and carefully stepped over the bodies. This is when I found out why the man stepped where the bodies weren't. They grabbed me. Oh, one sec. Now I gotta find my place. They pulled me to the ground. They bit off my arm. And then they ate. But these dumb, stupid things. They pulled me to the ground, and one of them bit my head, and that's all I remember.